Mama, may we go out and play?
No, we're going to the doctor today. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this week, let's take our minds off every single thing in the world by going to the doctor. Okay, that didn't work out. That didn't work out quite like I wanted it to. Yeah, medical stuff. Let's have fun with it, I guess. It's the book I had on hand, and I'm nearing the end of the Cub Club books. Look, Ma, I'm reading the Cub Club series. 1993 we're looking at this week. It's the Berenstain Bears Get a Checkup. The Berenstain Bears Get a Checkup. It's somewhat based on the Berenstain Bears Go to the Doctor, the early first time book where the Cubs go visit Dr. I can't even think of her name all of a sudden. Dr. Gert Grizzly. They go to Dr. Gert's. They get a checkup. They're afraid they may have to get shots. Yada, yada, yada. I think this mama takes them in the original book. This is a retelling of that story with a little more substance and a little less exposing your children to other children and setting them up as unwitting participants in some kind of weird psychological experiment that the first book had. So if you were here in the beginning, the first year I ever did this show, you saw me cover the Berenstain Bears Go to the Doctor. And it was, it's an interesting book. The whole point of the original was simply, don't be afraid to go into the doctor. That's it. That's literally it. Like, it's just like, you're going to the doctor, kid. You're going to maybe have to get a shot, so suck it up and wait your turn and do what the doctor says. And oh, by the way, the doctor is going to bring in every single kid in the waiting room to watch you get your checkup. That's just going to happen. And when they do, you're going to have to prove your mettle by not crying. So that was the Berenstain Bears Go to the Doctor. It's actually a pretty decent book. I think the biggest selling point for me was the fact that Dr. Gert Grizzly was it then established as the primary care physician of Bear Country. And especially at the time, to have a woman doctor be the head of like all medical things in a children's book series was pretty cool. And she continues to be the main, like the head of, I think, Bear Country Hospital. She's like the head of that now. She had a brief flirtation with Raffish Ralph Ripoff in the chapter books. I believe maybe the Bear Scouts chapter books. It was just the regular chapter books, big chapter books, because it was in the Berenstain Bears and the Freaky Funhouse that the Cubs had to undo Raffish Ralph's attempts to steal the money that was being used to expand the hospital. Whatever. You found out that he didn't go through with it because he actually, he respects Gert Grizzly. He also has a thing for her, but she does not share his like affections, but she still likes Ralph because I don't know why. It's because he has affection for her. I guess that's how it works in Bear Country. But in any case, this is, so long story short, looping back to the beginning, we are resetting the storyline, the timeline in the Cub Club series. We're revisiting the time the Cubs first went to the, not even, like, this is not a first time experience for them at this point. Brother and sister are clearly brother and sister age, 5 and 8, more or less. And, but there are still a few things in this book that it's just like, it's out of, like, there's no reason for it to happen for Cubs this age. But so what happens in the Berenstain Bears Get a Checkup? Well, if you remember the original story, that's exactly what happens. But we're going to dive a little bit deeper. So in the beginning, we have the Cubs are, you know, like, just being, like, they're, I don't know what, like, this is, okay, so this is, it's a Cub Club book, and it's, we remember the Cub Club books come in different, like, reading levels, but they don't really, like, differentiate. They're just all Cub Club books, but they sort of appeal to different ages throughout the series. And in this one, this is clearly one of the Cub Club books aimed at much younger readers. It's much simpler. The vocabulary is much more basic. It's very rhymey. It's not telling a complex story. So it's not requiring a whole lot of setup. And they're not doing a whole lot of heavy lifting in this one. It just starts off with brother and sister walking up to their mother and saying, Mama, can we go out and play? Which is not something that normally the Cubs would do in a Berenstain Bears book. Normally they would just
go out and play. But Mama's like, we're going to the doctor. And parents, if you're taking your kids to the... So here's a weird thing. So I have two kids, and the older of the two always said, if I have a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment or anything, please do not tell me about it in advance. Just tell me the day it happens. Ship me on out to it, because otherwise I'm just going to spend all the days leading up to it being very nervous, and my anxiety is going to go up, and I'll be freaked out by the time it happens. Whereas my other child, my younger child, much prefers to know what's going to happen in advance. And I think my older of the two actually benefited from knowing in advance. Just needed a few extra tools to help with the anxiety. But I would say springing a doctor's visit on your child, that not only the day of, but the hour of, might backfire on you. And it clearly backfires on Mama here, because they're like, can we go outside and play? And she's like, no, we got a doctor's appointment. And they're like, what? We're not sick. And she's like, yeah, but I got this card in the mail. And the card says, be here at 2, come without fail. Which, okay, a note for all, family physicians, places of medicine. Come without fail is a pretty aggressive... You're laying it on pretty hard there. I would just say, hey, time to go to the doctor. Make an appointment. Not, you had best show up. You had best arrive at my office, or things will occur. There will be heck to pay. And that's what it's like. It says, this checkup card came in the mail. Be here at 2. Come without fail. I guess that they're trying to rhyme, but they probably could have spent another minute or two working it out. But the Cubs are not cool on it. They're like, we don't want to check up. We hate them. We don't even know why we're getting them. And Mama's like, it doesn't matter. You got to do what the doctor says in order to stay well. Come along. So right here, I can see where Mama's kind of falling down on the job. Now, Papa, I'm not letting him off the hook. Papa hasn't said anything so far. Papa's just like a silent partner in all this. Now, he is accompanying them. Papa is accompanying them to the doctor's office. He's not staying home like he did in the previous book. But again, he's not saying anything. And so Mama's just like, be quiet and come to the doctor. And so right now, like, parents, if your kids are like, why am I going to the doctor if I'm not sick? It's like, okay, let's sit them down and say, like, this is important. It's important to have checkups. Doctors make sure that everything's sort of ticking along as it needs to be. And there may be things that don't feel bad right now, but that doctors can sort of be like, ah, got to keep an eye on that. Got to keep an eye on that. Got to watch out for this. A checkup is to make sure that there's nothing also that you're worried about, or that your parents may have concerns about or questions about. This is a very simple thing Mama can say, but instead she's like, quiet. We're going to the doctor. Puts on her traveling hat right there. Puts on her traveling hat, and they're out the door. So, what I love about this is that the Cubs keep trying to stop them from going to the doctor. So the brother's like, do you think we're going to get a shot? And she's like, I don't know. I can't say, but you may need a booster shot. And again, parents, if your kid is due for a booster shot, you know. And if they are probably going to get a booster shot that day, it's probably best to let your child know in advance. Like, you don't have to scare them with it, but leaving it till the very end can cause problems. Now, of course, you know your child best, but I don't know if Mama and Papa are displaying the best foresight here, particularly Papa, who's not saying anything. But so then Sister's like, we're going the wrong way. And Papa's like, I know how to get to the doctor's office. And then Brother's like, you just killed someone. And he's like, I didn't kill anyone. And I'm not joking. Like, that actually happens. Brother Bear says, turn back. You just ran over a great big toad. And Papa says, stuff and nonsense. There was no toad. And you might say, Phil, that was inappropriate. You shouldn't say that Brother claimed they killed someone. But this is bear country, and we've established that the animals are sentient. So to say you just killed a toad, it's like telling your father that he just ran over a human, like a person, like a living being. Like, Papa, you just killed someone back then. It's not a good excuse, Brother. That's not going to get your father to actually stop. He would know if he had killed one of your neighbors. Like, that's Papa's not the quickest guy on planet, but he's usually aware. So they get to the doctor's office. There's a lot of people there, and the kids are like, oh my God, we're going to be here all day. And Mama says, waiting here will help us learn to calmly and quietly wait our turn. So she's turning it into a learning experience. In the original book, there was a lot of the Cubs sort of being nervous in the waiting area, them meeting a cub who had broken his leg, Sister comforting a younger cub who looked nervous. A lot of just little interactions with the other cubs. There's none of that here. The cubs are kind of kept far apart. Dr. Gert Grizzly comes out. She calls next to a bunch of other waiting patients, and then she finally calls in the cubs. She calls them in together. Now, my children were never close enough in age that we took them to the doctor at the same time. They also, American health system, that my kids are under completely different insurance carriers, depending, because it's complicated. If you're not in America and you're listening to this, just know that yes, you can have two children who get completely different medical coverage depending on like which parent is covering them and which doctors they're allowed to see. It's like, so my two kids have never gone to the same even like doctor's office. Like they go to completely different places, which is, you know, welcome to the wonderful world of medicine. But these cubs go in together, like together. Like brother and sister holding hands together. And the first thing the doctor says is, "Hello there. Strip down to your underwear," which, I mean, they have to do. They do. But my kids have never had to strip down to their underwear on arriving at a doctor. I mean, maybe that's a thing some doctors do. For the cubs, that means like underpants and undershirt, which I don't know. If you told me to strip down to my underwear, I would just strip down to my briefs. Like that's the way we talk in where I am. Like if you were like, take off everything but your underwear, I'd be like, oh, okay, doc. I wasn't expecting this, but okay. But it's just a check. It's a really like quick checkup, and I'm not gonna be like, you're not gonna be like looking at much, but all right. But and then he'd be like, I meant to keep your shirt on. What are you doing? And I'm like, oh goodness, you said take off everything but your underwear. And he's like, don't you wear your shirt under your other shirts? And I'm like, yes, I have a July birthday. It's the middle of the summer, so I'm just wearing this one shirt. And he'd be like, oh, ever since Streetcar Named Desire made wearing t-shirts a common thing in public, I've had trouble with my like how I because I have a doctor who's been doctoring since the 1920s, I guess is the point I'm trying to make. So I guess what I'm saying is, in bear country, underwear still means your shirt. If it's a t-shirt or a tank top, just know that. Like, know that. If someone's like, I'm going underwear shopping, they could be going shirt shopping in bear country. Like, that's just, it could be going tank top shopping. I don't know. But that's what this is. So Sister Bear has a tank top on, and Brother Bear has a tank top on. Just sort of matching underwear I guess if you're a parent and you're looking to save some money, I guess maybe they're just like, I'm just buying them just bags of shirts. Like, you just buy the bags of white t-shirts and white tank tops. I guess that's what mama does. It's probably the cheapest way to, I mean, they're kids. They grow out of this stuff. You're not handing down underpants in any case. Like, not to, like, brother and sister. Like, they're not handing down underpants, I wouldn't think. Just plain whites. Just tidy whites is, I guess, what we're looking at here. So they take off all of their clothes except for their underwear. They get up on Dr. Gert's, like makeshift, like, cot bed thing. It's not what I see, like, in our usual... As you can, it's not, so at my doctor's office, it's like one of those large, they all have those large, like, tables that with the, they go up and down, and they have like drawers underneath and steps to pull out. But, Dr. Gert, I'm going to see if I can get better. Dr. Gert Grizzly's kicking it old school. Like, this is some sort of cot, like, it's just a plank with like a simple, like, thing to raise it up and down, I guess. Like, maybe you'd have to go like underneath the table here and like push in a button and like manually, I don't see hinges or anything. And it just looks like it's supported by a couple of poles. Like it's a very like, I don't know. Like I assume Gert Grizzly knows what she's doing. I'm also assuming that Papa built these things for her, but so she calls, and this is her only room. Like she's the only doctor there. I mean, you would think that after like two decades, they could have invested in a better bed, but whatever. So she has them pull up their undershirt. Like, let me know if anything hurts. She starts poking and prodding their bodies like a doctor does. She's like, how do you feel? And they're like, it's fine. And then here's the part that really confuses me. So, remember, Brother Bear, about 8 years old. Sister Bear, about 5 years old. They've been to the doctor before. They don't want to go because it's a checkup, but not because it's an unusual experience. You don't want to go to the doctor because you're a kid. And no kids like going to the doctor. But then, so she pokes around. She pokes and prods. The kids are like, great, I feel fine. And she's like, hey, do you know what this is? And she's holding up her stethoscope. She pulls it up. She's like, you know, you ever seen one of these? And the cubs are like, I don't think so, no. And I'm like, come on. Like, any, if you had a toy, if you had a toy stethoscope, you had a toy, these kids are 8 and 5. They've been to the doctor before. And the doctor's like, no, this is, so I'm going to say, this is like a little game they play. Like every time they go, Dr. Gert's like, you ever seen one of these? And the kids are like, nope, because they know that's how you prolong. That's how you prolong getting to like the inevitable shot, if there is a shot. Like you just sort of like play along with Dr. Grizzly and she'll keep her in a good mood. Laugh at her jokes, and when she asks you if you've ever seen a stethoscope, just say no, because it's part of it. And if you say yes, it's a stethoscope, she's gonna get like,
oh, I didn't know I had a bunch of geniuses in my office.
I guess, because the cubs are like, I've never seen a stethoscope before, Dr. Gerd. And she's just like, great, it's called a stethoscope. I'm going to listen to your heart. And like, yes, it's like the first medical thing kids learn about. So she listens to their heart. I do like this next part, because they're like, why are you writing everything down? And she says, I can't remember everything about every kid who comes in here. So I write stuff down on a chart. So just, I like this. But kids might be wondering why your doctor's writing everything down, or why the nurse is like typing everything into a computer. It's because they keep track of all this stuff. I see hundreds of children. I don't remember everyone's vitals. I'm sorry. And then she says, so every time you show up, I can check and make sure you're growing up good. It's good. It's what doctors do. Didn't talk about that in the original book. A little more doctoring in this book than we got in the last one. So she looks in their ears, and the ears are clean. And then she's all, next, I'll whisper in your ear, listen and tell me what you hear. And then that's it. Like you don't get to find out exactly what Dr. Gert whispers in her ear. And it's creepy, like not in like a weird creepy way, but like just in like a, like this is what a serial killer would say. I'm going
to whisper into your ear. Listen and tell me what you hear.
Like, that's just like, oh boy, and you rhymed it too. And I wish she had said like, oh, you said flowers and birds or something. I don't know, but she doesn't. We just go on to the next page. And the cubs are like, how's things turning out? And they're like, she's like, it's going well. Now we got to do an eye exam, which Dr. Gert, she just does everything in Bear Country. There's no ophthalmologist in Bear Country. They do the eye exam. They get weight on the scale. Sister Bear weighs 37, brother weighs 46 pounds. We don't know. We don't know what the units of measurement are at this iteration of Bear Country. And she's like, you guys are doing great. You should be proud. Be proud of how healthy you are. But here's where things get weird. Here's where the book takes a turn, and not a good turn either, but a weird, judgy, unpleasant turn. So Papa's like, hey, can I step up on this scale? And she's like, of course, be my guest. Step up on the scale. She weighs Papa Bear. You weigh 252, Papa Bear. 252 what? We don't know. You weigh 252. That's important information for you at home. I think this is the only time we've ever weighed our bear family. 252. And then that's it. She moves on to the rest. But put a pin in that. And the cubs are like, well, that was bad. That wasn't bad. It was almost fun. And they're like, so long, Doc. I guess we're done. So they're all dressed. They've put their shirts back on. Their shirts back on. They're all happy. And then as they're leaving, Dr. Gert Grizzly is like, up. I almost forgot I got to give you your booster shots. And they freak out. Booster shots? And we get our patented bear family scared faces. Oh no, not a booster shot. Look at that. Which again, probably could have told them that in the beginning of the appointment, like that there's a booster. Also probably could have like not waited until they were fully dressed and halfway out the door before you were like, whoa, hold up, wait a minute, booster shot, 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 here it comes. And they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. You just said we were healthy. You said we were doing great. Why do we need a shot? Why are you giving us a booster shot? And yes, Ryan says she Columbo'd them. And she did Columbo them. They were Columbo'd by Dr. Gert Grizzly, who is probably one of the most Columbo-y looking. Because her eyes are constantly at half-mast, I can just see her, like, the cubs being like, oh, thank you so much. Thanks for the checkup, Doc. We feel so much better. I'm just putting on my my patented brother red shirt. Sister's putting on her pink outfit. And we're just going to be heading out the door. Thank you so much. We're so glad we're healthy. We've been working so hard at it. And she's like, it's great. It's great to see. Oh, wait. Just one other thing. When was the last time you had a booster shot? And the mama's like, oh, right. 6 months ago. We're just going to need a little, I can't do a Columbo impression, but we're going to need to give you just a booster shot. And they do look like people who've been caught out by Columbo. That like, oh, this is it. This is the last 5 minutes of the show. So why do we need a booster shot? What? We're healthy. You just said we were healthy. And she's like, the shot has special medicine in it. It's going to hurt, but you're going to be cool. And you're going to be well because it's going to keep you from getting sick. So she gives them their shots. It's not performative like it is in the original book. So in the original book, she's going to give them their shots. Doesn't explain why, but she's going to give them their shots. And she calls in every child from the waiting room into the exam room. And is like, you're going to watch these kids get a shot. And they're like, here we go. And they do. And as a child, I was like, that's not cool because I don't know if I'm going to freak out or not. And now every kid's watching. And I get the whole point of it was to be like, don't freak out because there's a bunch of kids watching. But I didn't have that kind of control. Probably would have crawled under the table. So she gives them their shots and they're fine. Then she writes out a prescription. And here's where things take a terrible turn. She pulls out her prescription pad and they're like, wait, what? You said we were healthy. Why are you writing a prescription for us? And she's like, oh, no, this prescription isn't for you. This prescription is for your fat dad. And they're like, what? What? She's like, yep. And this is a direct quote from the Berenstain Bears Get a Checkup from 1993. This is something for your dad. 252 is very, very, very bad. You heard it from a medical doctor. Your weight is very bad, Papa Bear. The prescription says, RX, Papa Bear, colon, no dessert until you lose 10 pounds. And Papa Bear says, but I'll starve. I'll waste away. And she's, I'll see you in 6 months. Have a nice day. So, okay. So Papa Bear weighs 252, which I presume means Papa Bear weighs 252 pounds. Now, Papa Bear, as we have seen throughout the course of deep in bear country, is a tall bear. He is tall for an adult bear. He frequently stands slightly above other male bears in bear country. Now, it could be because he's from the bear line and the other bears are from the grizzly line. I don't know. Two-ton grizzly stands a little bit taller than Papa Bear, but again, they're known for their height. Papa Bear, I would say, is an above-average height bear. So already we're like, okay, so he's going to weigh more. Then also, he's a large man. Not like, he's never been portrayed as like, necessarily like, built any differently than any of the other bears in bear country. Papa, I mean, and also, they've never pointed out the weight of a bear in bear country. All of the bears in bear country share a body type. Bear-shaped. They are all bear-shaped bears. There's no, like, there's bigger bears. Like, too tall is a bigger bear. Like, Queenie and Bermuda are bigger cubs, but only because of their age and, like, presumably, like, just development. Papa has never been like, Papa, getting a little bigger around the... I think, like, in the Berenstain Bears and, like, too much, like, junk food... They made the point of like, but that was like an extreme circumstance. Like Papa went to the doctor and we had kind of this situation where she was like, you're getting a little big around the middle. All you are getting a little big around the middle because of all the sweets you eat. And I get it. But that book was more about like, don't overindulge on candy. This book's about don't be afraid of going to the doctor. And at the last minute, they're throwing in like, oh, and by the way, you're terribly overweight. But like 10 pounds overweight. Now, to share a personal anecdote from my past, because it's my show and I can do that. Went to the doctor once. This is probably years ago now, because I don't even have that doctor anymore. My old doctor, Dr. Salazar, who was great, loved Dr. Salazar, had him for years. And we were talking. It was one of those things where you're like, A, I can go to the doctor because I have insurance. And B, I can talk to the doctor because I have good insurance. Because now I can't, because if I talk to the doctor, it costs me like an extra $300. So, but I was at a checkup and he was like, any other, you know, you have any questions, any concerns? And I was like, I'm feeling kind of run down. I'm not sleeping well. And I think it might be, I'm just not happy with my size, my weight. This was years ago. And he looked at me and he was like, he looked at my chart and he was like, I bet if you lost 10 pounds, you might feel a little bit better. He's like, just 10 pounds, just give it 10 pounds. And I was like, well, can you help me out with that? And he was like, sure. Here's what I would say if you wanted to lose a little bit of weight. And he gave me like some tips, some like exercise tips. He's like, you may want to try cutting out this, cutting out that, watching this, watching that. Just keep track of this. Maybe just the habit of keeping track of your calories will just like make you so sick and tired of eating that you won't overindulge. There's a lot of different things you can do. But he was very clear. He was like, this is something you might want to do. It's not a demand. I'm not demanding it of you. I'm your doctor. And you told me that you had an issue. He didn't trick me into getting onto a scale and then in front of my children be like, gotta lose some weight. Which is what Dr. Gert Grizzly does to Papa Bear. But Papa's never said, like, yeah, I've been feeling like I could stand to lose a little weight. Like I've been unhappy with the way I feel about my body, or I've just been unhappy with the way, like, I'm carrying myself. He doesn't seem to have any – he's not having any medical issues. She doesn't even know, like – she doesn't even measure him. She doesn't know anything about his heart. Like, there's no, like – there's nothing going on. She accidentally weighed Papa Bear, and then she's like, lose 10 pounds. Lose 10 pounds, don't eat desserts. Like, you don't even know what his eating habits are. What if it's not the desserts? What if, I don't know, okay, maybe there's no problem. Why desserts? Maybe he eats 7 meals a day. I don't know. Cut out second breakfast, Papa. Like, why desserts? Like, why single out the one thing he eats that he actually, like, what, don't, it's bad advice. Like, desserts are to be enjoyed. Like, enjoy a dessert. Maybe don't eat 7 desserts if you want to lose 10 pounds, but I don't know. Like, maybe do. Like, who cares? The doctor has no right to... I'm very upset at Dr. Gert Grizzly in this book. Don't tell a bear to lose weight if they're not asking you about their weight. Like, don't trick a bear to take to weigh themselves and then use it against them. It's bad form, Dr. Gert. Bad form. I wouldn't be going back to her. I guess she's the only option, so you're going to Dr. Gert. So in the last page... The bears are eating dessert, and Papa Bear has to eat carrot sticks, which is like something out of Archie Bunker. It's like something you would see in like a sitcom from 1979. Like, you gotta lose weight. So the family gets to eat like large pieces of pie, and you have like a lettuce leaf with like a little cottage cheese on it. Again, not helping. If you want to, you gotta, like, he's gotta change his exercise or like his whole, like just the way he eats, the way the family approaches like desserts. Like, maybe they all work together. Like, I don't know. Like, the book Too Much Junk Food from a decade earlier did this better. This is like, and what are they eating? It's like, Papa has to eat a cup of carrot sticks. We're going to eat what looked like we took donuts and we covered them in icing and then put cherries on them. It looks like they don't say what they are. Is it dishes of ice cream? I can't tell. It looks like they just like halved donuts and just dumped a bunch of ice cream and frosting on top. And Papa's like, carrot sticks? I have some extra ones. And they're like, nope, now we're good. And that's the way the book ends. So not only were you shamed by the town doctor, but then your family is like, suffer. Suffer through it, Papa. Suffer through all of it. So... The Berenstain Bears Get a Checkup. Is it any good? 1993 Cub Club book. It's nicely illustrated, and I love Dr. Gert Grizzly usually. This one rubbed me the wrong way. Like, this one made me feel weird. I don't like the way they approach the whole Papa Bear thing. Like, don't shame a bear. Don't shame a bear. It's not... A, they're gonna get charged for that. Like, they're gonna get a bill, and he's gonna be like, bill from Beartown Medical for me. I haven't been to the doc. He's gonna open it up and it's gonna be like weight evaluation, $1,500, and he's gonna be like, what, I didn't go in for a, and they're gonna call and she's gonna be like, sorry Papa, I've gotta tell the insurance company about it, otherwise I can get in trouble. And round they go, and now Papa doesn't trust Dr. Gert Grizzly, the only bear doctor in Bear Country. And then that relationship falls apart. But the rest of the book is A-OK. Because they explain things like vaccines and stuff like that. And that's pretty cool. But I don't know. There's other books about going to the doctor. And we'll be covering them soon. Because, oh boy, quick note. This book has been rewritten. And how has it been rewritten? They put God in it. They put God into this book. So we'll be finding out about that one over on my Patreon page, patreon.com/deepinbearcountry. If you want to hear me talk, if you want to hear me talk about the religious update to the Berenstain Bears, get a checkup, go over to patreon.com/deepinbearcountry, throw $1 a month my way, and you get access to all my bonus material. Which includes a bunch of bonus episodes that only my patrons get. So if you want to support me, and I know that this isn't the best time to ask people for money, so if you don't want to do it, trust me, you don't have to. But if you want to, go ahead. So I'll be covering the updated version. And what is it called? It is called Something About God, I believe. I'm just doing a search of the word God on here, and there's a lot of books. With that in the title. I believe it is the Berenstain Bears Thank God for Good Health. So we'll be taking a look at that. Will it update the story at all? Who knows? Will it simply throw in a bunch of Bible quotes in the middle of the regular dialogue to update it? I don't know. We'll find out. And when will we find out? Next time. And how will you go about seeing it? By joining me. And if you join me, then I can say, I will see you all next time, deep in Bear Country. Nailed that.